اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد ولا نعمك العظيمة وعليك الجسيمة، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our daily series of duas. Today we are choosing a Quranic dua, dua number 31. This is one of those duas from the great prophet Musa alayhi salam, whose story has been repeated throughout in the Quran in various ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats, narrate these stories, not for entertainment, for us to learn the lessons and to practice them in our life. Because even as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtured and took care of his messengers and responded to the prayers, he will also do so if we cherish faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in the revelation and emulate the beautiful examples of these perfect role models, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they were nurtured by Allah and protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is the story, a dua of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, as he grew up in the household of Pharaoh and he became an adult person. He walked into the street and he sees great injustice there, oppression there. His own people, the children of Israel, oppressed by the tyrants, Pharaoh and his people. And he sees one of his own person from the children of Israel calling out for help as he's being, you know, threatened, intimidated by Pharaoh's people. So Musa alayhi salam rushes to help him, and then he smacks this person who was doing wrong, who was abusing that person from the children of Israel, from Bani Israel. As soon as he smacked him, this man falls dead. Of course, he feels deep remorse because he never intended to do that. He simply wanted to teach him a lesson. But the man dies. It's an accident. So Musa alayhi salam turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging his mercy, admitting his mistake, his sin, and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And here is an example for us. We may be in similar situations. I was driving once, and by accident, I killed one of those animals, you know, this who just crosses the door, the road. I was rushing to Fajr prayer, and I happened to run over that animal, and I cried. And I use this dua, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli. My Lord, I have wronged my soul, so forgive me. So read this dua. You may have occasions where you have committed a sin, sometime deliberate or by mistake. Then confess your sin to the Lord of the worlds. And I beg Allah for his mercy. And of course, you need to do so by fulfilling the conditions, because you need to abstain from the sin and you need to abstain from all those associations that led you to that sin. And you should also do something good to wipe it out. So join me as I read this dua and condition yourself to do it as often as you can when you face similar situations, or even when as a daily dua, you can use this dua, inshallah, because all of us commit sin day in and day out. Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli. Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli. Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli. My Lord, indeed I wronged my soul, so forgive me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to turn to him in repentance and honor us to celebrate his remembrance always. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.